I'm Michelle Durham with three things to know right now. The long-awaited Mueller report has been released by Attorney General William Barr. The redacted version indicates there was no evidence of obstruction by the president and no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Now, the report does say that the Trump campaign was aware of efforts to disparage Hillary Clinton, but did not interfere. And special counsel Robert Mueller also indicated that the president's frequent tweets and other communication methods could potentially be considered obstruction, and that orders by the president could have risen to that level but didn't because his team refused to carry them out. A 76-year-old man is charged with killing his wife back in 1981. William Corzon says he did not kill his wife. She went to Florida. The criminal complaint does include a statement from a former tenant who alleges Corzon tried to hire him to kill a Warrington police officer investigating the murder. Corzon also faces check forgery charges for allegedly signing her last pay that he directed be mailed to their home. Fans of Fleetwood Mac, who were disappointed when the band postponed its April 5th performance in Philadelphia, will get a chance to see them this fall. The Grammy-winning group announced today their show at the Wells Fargo Center has been rescheduled for Sunday, November 3rd. Fleetwood Mac was forced to postpone several U.S. shows, including Philadelphia, after singer Stevie Nicks fell ill. Fans who had tickets for the originally scheduled concert will have them honored at the new show. In sports, the Flyers introduce Elaine Vigneault, and Sixers visit Brooklyn in Game 3 of their playoff series. Let's check your CBS 3 Eyewitness forecast. Warmer, increasing sunshine today, high 75. Cloudy and dry tonight. You can't rule out a scattered shower, though. Low of 63. And tomorrow, cloudy, few afternoon showers, late day thunderstorms, likely in a high of 74. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.